coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
Just when you thought it was safe to get out of hell, we're fucking right back.
I put us right back in it.
You did. We went through 31 days of Hell Comes to Huntsville. Mm-hmm. 31 horror movies in 31 days. We talked about them all.
Yeah.
We liked some of them. We loved a couple. We hated more than a few.
We hated a few.
I would encourage you, good listener, to go back and listen to our Dr. Giggles episode. I think it was on day 25. My God.
A day that I'm still trying to forget.
A day that you did not have much fun, but holy fuck did I.
You had a lot of fun, which pissed me off.
It sure did.
I mean, I was already mad, and then it made it worse because you were genuinely happy. You were radiating genuine happiness for like the first time ever I've seen, and then fucking, and it was at my expense. It was at my expense at the end of the day. But we're not there.
No.
We're not at day 25.
We're not.
We're day one of November. We're in a new month. We're just in a different type of hell.
And you wanted to bring us back to hell. You wanted to do a bit of a callback.
I like a callback. I like a good theme. I like a good. I like a good tie-in. You know, I'm all for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for the theatrics.
Yeah.
And the theatrics. We're putting us back in hell, like a good continuation of hell.
Yeah, way back,
mm-hmm.
70 episodes ago.
Sure.
On episode 2.
Wow, we've had that many.
Yeah.
Does that count? Hell Comes to Huntsville, or are we just counting us?
No, if we count Hell Comes to Huntsville,
like
that puts us
90.
At over 100.
Right, okay, and we're leaving before 90, so we got to backtrack it and take out those 31.
Well, technically, that's why we called that Hell Comes to Huntsville.
Right.
That's not canon, bitch.
Giving us time to bow out.
Yeah.
Yeah, episode 2, we talked about a movie called They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper, which brought up a conversation about a movie he was also in called Hell Comes to Frogtown.
A movie that you had questions about. What do you think a movie with Rowdy Roddy Piper called Hell Comes to Frogtown would be about? And you're like, I don't know, some drifter biker ends up in a town called Frogtown and he has to stop drugs or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, darling, you are so wrong.
Thought it was going to be kind of like Rambo.
Yeah.
It's not Rambo.
Nah.
No.
Nah, it ain't.
It's called Frogtown. For a reason.
Yeah. Because there's frogs. Big.
A town of them.
Giant mutant frogs.
With human bodies, yeah. But frog heads.
And frog heads.
Some of them have frog hands.
Uh-huh.
Some of them look like lizard heads.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused.
Most,
but they're all frogs.
Most very eloquent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love their accents. I love that they developed an accent to be.
They speak well with the occasional rabbit.
Like when you've had like something bad that day, like a bad worm that didn't sit with you.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's like
burp, burp,
burp. So yeah, since we did a month of Hell Comes to Huntsville, I thought, oh, this is a perfect time to just do Hell Comes to Frogtown. Keep it going another week.
I love that you've had this movie living rent-free in your brain since episode 2.
It has been. It's just sitting there. You know, randomly I'll think about it. I'm like, we got to get that going.
How many times during Hell Comes to Huntsville, during the month of October, were you watching a movie that you maybe didn't like and your thoughts just drifted? You're like, I want to watch Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Mm-hmm. A few times.
Yeah?
In fact, pretty much any time we said Hell Comes to Huntsville, I'm like, Hell Comes to Frogtown too. We'll get there. It never went away. It's never really went away.
All right, so today we're letting it all out.
Yeah.
We're getting it off the list.
We are. It's just an itch that needs to be scratched. We're digging claws in today.
Yeah. You should put just like some ointment on it.
I need some calamine lotion for this itch.
Yeah. Use some of this this hemp's triple moisture.
No, here, I got Vaseline healing. I got essential healing. Vaseline jelly.
Oh.
Keeps dry skin healed for 3 weeks without feeling greasy.
Oh.
And I can tell you from experience, accurate.
Wow.
No grease here, just healing.
Hell comes to Frogtown on Huntsville Home Video, brought to you by Vaseline Intensive Care Essential Healing, apparently. If you're feeling froggy, jump.
Oh, shit. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, Hell comes to Frogtown. You suggested it last week. I kind of purposely left this one off the table.
Really?
I did.
We talked about it a lot. I thought it was there.
But after having let you down a couple times.
Right.
With movies in the past,
even
during Hell Comes to Huntsville, like some of those movies, I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, well, that one didn't fly. very consciously, I was like, we're just going to chamber Hell Comes to Frogtown for a while. Mm-hmm. But then you brought it up last week and you wanted a piece. So you got it.
It's all my fault.
And there's the disclaimer. None of what happens today is my fault.
True.
So there's that. And already you're not giving me that look. You're not coming out guns blazing like Spicy Lily isn't out yet. So I'm curious to see how today goes.
Uh-huh.
So let's find out.
Hmm.
Leanne Foster. Been on your mind for a long time. For the first time publicly, what did you think about Hell Comes to Frogtown?
I thought so many things. Mostly just confusion, to be honest. It's so bizarre that I couldn't hate it.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a piece of shit. It's so bad. And it's so odd that I just was so intrigued and bewildered the entire time that I didn't have any love or hate for it. I'm just like, oh, my God, this happened to me. I watched this for an hour and a half.
This is a thing that literally exists.
Yeah, it's in the world. And that's so bizarre. Somebody literally thought of the idea, wrote it down, made it, and then we pumped money into it. And hired people and made it and put it on a screen.
Yeah.
And it's out there.
Think about this for a moment.
Okay.
Because I had this thought.
Sure.
The best accomplishments that you and I have ever done in our lives, the things that we are the most proud of, you know, probably things that no one will ever see, hear, be a part of. Multiple people who harnessed their craft, who wanted to do better at their job, who wanted to go on and be in the entertainment industry. They had those moments and they were in Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Mm.
How do you think they feel about that?
Oof, man. I don't know how you live long after that.
What would you do if your crowning achievement was Hell Comes to Frogtown?
I'd drown myself. I mean, there's got to be a point in this movie, and we'll get into it, but there's got to be a point where an actor is sitting there with a frog head on, surrounded by other people with frog heads on. It has to be like, what have I done? I've ruined my life. You can't recover from that.
More specifically, like the frog head thing, I think you could recover from because no one sees who you really are.
Okay.
Right?
True.
Now, if you're Sandal Bergman, the female lead in this movie, and you're doing a dance for a frog with three snake dicks.
You can't.
Which is a sentence that just left my mouth in 2021.
Do you know why? Because it's literally in a movie.
Uh-huh. And now that gal appeared to be a decent, halfway decent dancer. She has maybe taken a ballet class or two. You think when she was taking that ballet class, wrecking them feet, doing them little tippy-tippy toes, she's like, I'm going to be dancing for a frog with three dicks in 5 years.
No.
Nah.
She didn't think that.
She didn't. But she did.
But she did.
That's where she ended up.
Did she do anything after that?
Fuck if I know.
I don't think she did.
Nah.
No.
Let's
find. You can't recover.
Let's find out.
You really can't.
You can't.
Oh,
I
God
mean, that's you know, you're a grown up. And you're like, oh, here I am, just dancing for this frog.
Or even, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and the soldier and the harem of women. I mean, it's just a mess. It's just
thing.
A mess. The whole thing is a mess.
It is one of those movies where were it not for one person being in that movie, I would have no reason to watch this movie.
Right, of course.
And that being Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Did he do more movies after that? Was this the end of his career? Was he fine?
He was fine. He was a fucking hot rod.
Oh, my God.
He was golden. He went back to wrestling for a while. Did some other movies. They Live is like the top dog of, you know, Rowdy Roddy Piper, anything.
Right.
Really. Yeah, he wrestled well into his late years.
Wow.
Would show up at events and things like that. Mm. I'm guessing he got more They Live questions than Hell Comes to Frogtown questions.
Mm-hmm. Although there are so many questions that should be answered about Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Also correct.
Who thought this up? Oh, God, what a mess. I guess I should apologize that I did this to us today, because I did it. But honestly, again, I don't hate it. It's just bizarre.
Right?
It's just like questioning if I saw what I think I saw this entire time. I've sat with this for a while.
Not very often that a movie like this makes you think.
No.
Hmm.
But anyway, that's what I feel about Hell Comes to Frogtown.
All right.
That's what happened to me.
That's legit.
Yeah. When did you see this movie first?
It was on video. I rented it. And I want to say it was because, so obviously growing up a huge wrestling fan, in the days when there was no internet, wrestling news was very tough to find. And it all came from magazines that were all done in kayfabe, meaning like they told it to you as it was really happening, like wrestling was still real, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't tell you like, oh, Rowdy Roddy Piper is going to film a movie. What they did was have another wrestler beat the shit out of him and run him over with a car, so he was off TV for 6 months. So he could go film a movie. And no one's like, where did Rowdy Piper go? Well, he got run over by a car, and fucking duh. And they do that a lot. That's how they'd explain away injuries. And then in magazines, they'd be like, Rowdy Piper had this thing happen and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But in one particular magazine that was sitting on a rack, I remember seeing Rowdy Piper and it talking about a movie that he had done called Hell Comes to Frogtown. And I'm like, wait, what? What the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the video store. I tracked it down and I saw the cover. Did you see the cover of this movie? That's the cover of the movie.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
Just Rowdy Piper standing in the apocalyptic wasteland, shotgun in one hand, chained blonde woman on her knees in another.
In black negligee,
holding a gun. In the foreground is a frog with a shotgun and then an ice cream truck in the background with a machine gun on top and a scantily clad, babe holding another gun behind that.
Uh-huh.
How could I not want to watch this?
I mean, that rules.
Yeah.
It fucking rules, yeah. Dude. Like,
that fucking rocked my brain hard.
It does, but then you realize that the movie literally is that, and it's like, oh, holy shit.
Right.
This does not roll.
No. No.
It do not. There was no false advertisement here, and it's a mess.
Yep. I remember liking the Rowdy Roddy Piper bits. The scantily clad girl bits.
Right.
But then I was like, what? I think I'm just going to watch They Live again.
You got to wash that taste out.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to watch They Live again too, because I have to just wash my mouth out with this nonsense.
And so I've talked about this before, you know, back in my elementary school days, junior high days, a big thing to do would, when you get back from the weekend, you talk with your friends about the movies that you watched, or if you had, you know, movie friends or whatever, like, oh, what did you watch? Oh, I watched this. I watched that. Trying to explain to my 9, 10, 11 year old friends that I watched a movie called Hell Comes to Frogtown.
You watched it at 9.
With the Rowdy Roddy Piper wrestler that we all like so much. And there's mutant frogs with shotguns. And there's dancing girlies.
And rape.
And rape. And all this. Jack, you fucking telling tales, man. That's not a movie. No, it's a movie. I got it at Videoland. It's on the shelf. I returned it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You can go watch it. It's a movie that I saw. No one believed it was real.
Oh.
No one.
I'm trying to figure out if it was real.
Right?
Right? And I watched it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's real.
It's like that episode of Always Sunny where they make their own version of Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
I think Rowdy Piper was just coked out of his mind talking about a fever dream he had one day, and then they just made it.
They just made it.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, it's like I'm roaming through the apocalyptic wasteland, and I'm one of the few non-sterile men, and I got to get everyone pregnant.
My balls are filled.
My balls are filled. But then there's frogs, not regular frogs, like mutant frogs, like people-sized frogs. And we got to go to Frogtown, which is like an abandoned steel mill. And we're going to drink radioactive beer.
Minimally radioactive.
Minimally radioactive. And then there was a dance of the three snakes. They had to survive that. How did the frog? How did you communicate with the frogs? Did they ribbit? No, they were well spoken. They're very well spoken.
They hit every syllable on point.
Yeah,
there's no slang here.
No, there's enunciation was mwah, chef's kiss.
Dude, that's what happened.
Uh huh.
Some dude. Either that happened with the fever dream or some dude with a whiteboard came in and said, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the kicker. We'll get Rowdy Roddy Piper. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Throw money at it. Let's do it.
You're right. Throw money at it. Let's do it.
Jesus Christ. Yep. What an interesting day.
Uh-huh. And there were like this was lined up to be a series. There was going to be more of these. They wanted them to be there to be more of these.
Oh, well, did the first one just do so bad? I mean, I'm assuming it did very badly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then we just said no more.
Yeah.
We threw out the guy with the whiteboard. Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad we didn't get any more. We didn't need any more.
Cause then there'd be like, you know, Hell Comes to Possum Ridge. Everyone's like a irradiated possum. Might have been a good one. Rare case of the sequel being better than the original.
Yeah. Possum's Ridge. That's fucking great. That sounds like a legitimate place here.
Right?
It sounds like somebody's got a trailer planted right there in fucking Possum's Ridge. Jesus. Damn it.
Yeah.
Mm. So I don't even know what to do.
I mean, what can
gotta,
you do?
We got to talk about this piece of shit.
Let's fucking get after it.
So hang on, kids. Here's the ride. Here's what happens with Hell Comes to Frogtown. That I picked it. I did it.
That's right.
When Jack didn't do this, I did it. Okay.
I did it to myself.
So I start off my notes very pure. I'm like, I'm so excited to see this piece of shit. Things go awry. We get a narration at the beginning of the movie, and we know that the basically world's been blown to shit. We've had a lot of nuclear bombs and shit, and human progress has been blown to dust. Because we can't just stop fighting.
No.
We just got to keep throwing shit at people and shooting shit up. So the first scene of the movie, we meet Squid Lips, is what he's called by one of the other fellow townspeople, wherever the fuck we're at. And apparently he's a greener. We hear the term greener, and he has a gun, but he's not supposed to have a gun. But he's all covered. It almost is like a beekeeper's uniform in a way.
Yeah, kind of.
Almost. But you can't see him. But then he shoots the guy, and he ribbits.
Yeah, that was the big reveal.
Like, in 45 seconds, we get greener and a ribbit. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Even better than that is after the canned footage of a nuclear bomb or whatever,
uh-huh.
We open up with what is very clearly a toy scale model of the Statue of Liberty. But it's shot in a way to make you think that that's the actual Statue of Liberty, kind of like the end of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
where everything
in the rubble.
Yeah. And you're like, that's a fucking toy. And then the camera pulls back, and yeah, it is.
It is a toy.
I was like, okay. All right. You fucking get it.
Yeah. So we get
and then
that.
And then I also, yeah, when, like you said, when someone shows up, takes the Statue of Liberty statue away from the dude all covered up, you know, guy pulls a gun. He's like, oh, Squid Lips, you can't have a gun. Fucking blah, blah, blah. Shoots him. Ribbit. Hell comes to Frogtown. then we get the title card reveal.
Yeah.
As if the ribbit was the, oh, what? He's not human.
I'm already dead.
But straight up, if you rented a movie called Hell Comes to Frogtown, bitch, you know what you're in for.
You get, again, no false advertisement. Nah. You got the cover of the video.
Where's all the biker gangs and drugs that I was led to believe there would be in this movie? What? Frogs?
Frogs.
Jesus.
So we have that. We get the credit, or we get the title, and then we see Sam Hell, who's been captured.
Sam Hell.
And he is being questioned by a cop and a deputy. And in come these ladies, these nurses. They're from MedTech, and they want Sam. Now, stick with us. Now, apparently, Sam got the cop's daughter pregnant, so he's a loaded weapon.
Because, yes, because of all the nuclear war,
we humans are not, we need human reproduction, mm-hmm. and it's left a lot of people infertile or
yep.
sterile.
Yep.
Yes. So,
not barren. Old, not sterile old hot rod.
And barren. Women are barren, men are sterile, yeah. right? Yeah. Okay. It's like spayed, neutered. I don't know which one goes with which. So he's a loaded weapon. His love gun be full of bullets. So MedTech is in charge with impregnating fertile women in the wasteland so that they can have babies. And 68% of men have also been wiped out.
Yeah.
So we need to build up our men population, and they need him to do it because he has the highest sperm count they've ever seen. He has a lot of sperm. I was like, what? I just paused and was like, what?
Now we are 10 minutes into this movie.
Right.
Did you ever think that at 31 years of age, you would be saying the things that you're saying into a microphone and sending them out into the world?
No. To our 13 listeners?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
To people in Michigan and Australia? No, mate. Not at all.
Look at how far we've come.
Look at what you've done to me.
Oh, shit.
Nope, this is my fault. This yep. is my fault.
Not this time. Not this week.
I mean, you did bring up the movie, all those weeks ago, but it's fine.
But it's fine. I mean, truly, I've enriched your life, I think.
I think you have, too.
There's an alternate universe, Lily, that never met me, mm-hmm. that's probably just...
She's thriving.
Well, yeah. But bored.
True.
So bored and uninteresting.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, her kids have come home and be like, Mom, oh. I want to watch a movie called Hell Comes to Frogtown. And then she just, like, send those kids to boarding school. Like, what? No, the demon is in you.
Yeah, fuck a kid.
Yeah.
God, I can't. Oh, alternate universe me has kids. That's terrible.
Yeah. Because, I mean, alt universe versions of yourself, usually the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oof. Oof. Mm-hmm. Kids. And this movie's all about kids.
Yeah.
The fucking sperm.
Yep. Don't want them.
So he's got a great sperm.
Yeah. Very fertile.
And
very, very loaded.
And MedTech needs someone who can perform under pressure.
Yep.
So I put here, I was like, so he's just going to go out fucking? Like, why don't they just collect his sperm? Like, I thought maybe they would just milk him or something. But they don't. They just want him to go out and fuck wildlings in the wild.
Yeah.
Pretty much is the plan for MedTech. So in a company that puts this guy in a government chastity belt, they have the technology and they control it with that girl's earrings. Our plan is, well, you're just going to go out fucking.
Yep. We will escort you through the wasteland.
Yeah.
While you're fucking.
Oh my God, it's so dumb. So, Sam, I didn't learn these people's names. The nurse and the soldier. I don't know what their names are.
You're good.
They're just soldier and nurse. They head out. And you can tell that the nurse has the hots for Sam. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, sperm, you know? Like, he's got a lot of it. Like, it's just boiling underneath the surface. It's just ready to go.
Got sperm on the brain.
So, they get to the border for the Badlands, the mutant territory. And apparently the mutants have weapons now. I think we learned that at some point. I don't know. It's a little fuzzy. But they have weapons now. This is a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
That the mutants are now getting arms somewhere.
They're going to get, they have an uprising. It's going to be very, very not
right.
good. Very not good.
Now, they're going to head to Frogtown because the greener leader, which I thought it was Toady. It's Toady.
Yeah. T-O-T-Y.
But I thought it was Toady, and I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah. I have that note here. I'm like, as soon as Leanne hears Commander Toady, she's going to flip a table.
I did. Yeah, we learned the greener leader Toady has taken fertile women hostage. So he's got not only weapons, but he has baby making women at his disposal. They're for hostage. So the soldier, the nurse, and Rowdy Roddy Piper are going to take them back so that he can impregnate them.
Seems legit.
That is the plan. That is the plot. Are we all on the same page?
A grown-ass man typed that.
Tick, 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 flunk. Tick, 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 tick.
Oh, this is going to be so fucking great.
He has a lot of sperm. Shink. They stop to refuel at some point. We're driving out in this desert wasteland, right? So at some point, we stop to refuel the vehicle with the machine gun that is strapped on top, you know? And Sam thinks that he is going to run away. He's like, sayonara, gals. And he goes to run, but there is a tracker in the chastity belt. And it, I guess, electrocutes him. It's electric. Uh-huh. Yes. And so the tracker is in the nurse's earring and she can control it. So now we know we can't get far away from the nurse. Otherwise, it's supposedly going to blow. It electrocutes you, and then it will blow up.
Yeah, God. Once you get far enough, there's like an ounce of like Semtex or dynamite or whatever the fuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your junk is gone.
Uh-huh.
It's all over. You ain't fertile no more.
Nah. You blew your bits up.
So we camp. And I was a little fuzzy on this. I thought the nurse was very frustrated, sexually frustrated with, you know, Sam and shit. So she goes out and she's got like negligee, like underwear on, and she's like baiting him up, but it's just, she's not going to sleep with him. She's just trying to up his potency.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep him on his toes, you know, and that ups your potency.
Yeah. Good soldier always has to be ready to perform.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know when duty calls.
So that happens, and she goes back into her tent. But I think she wanted to do a little bit more, but she didn't. You know who wanted to do a little bit more? The soldier.
Uh-huh.
These women are lusting after Sam. The soldier who is always polishing a gun. She's always got a towel, and she's polishing that gun, that phallic symbol of a gun.
Yeah,
we get it.
A lot of metaphor going on there.
Going on.
Yeah, a lot of symbolism.
So she just gets naked, and she gets in the sleeping bag, and then the nurse comes out and stops it. Poor old Sam. We're just baiting Sam up and then shutting him down.
Some mighty blue balls behind that government faction chastity belt.
Has to be, but I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
So, camp, we find some motion detected out there in the wasteland. Something's moving, right? So we go out to find what it is, and guess what? It's a lady.
Ooh.
It's a lady out there who's like she's been out in the wasteland, right? But she's somehow still kind of pretty much put together. Like, she looks decent. I'm like, oh no, she escaped from the, that's right. She'd been in the harem. Okay. She escaped. But we know that she's fertile. We're able to tell that with the med tech technology. And I love that they catch her and they hog tie her and lay her by the fire. That's how we're treating our fertile women.
As you do.
As you do. If you find a bitch out in the woods. And so she's a little hysterical at her situation. So we have to drug her. So the nurse literally drugs this woman. This woman we found who is fertile and running around in the woods. And then we've calmed her down.
Who escaped from basically being sex trafficked.
Yes. To then being drugged by a fire, hogtied, and now she's ovulating. So that means that Rowdy Roddy Piper Sam has to bang her. To put it delicately.
I would just like to point out that if watching this movie this week were my idea, you'd be yelling at me now.
I would. No, I don't know. I don't. It's so
not yet.
Bizarre.
Not
no,
yet.
It's so bizarre. I don't even know what to do. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even know if that makes sense. It's just so bizarre. It's just a thing that happened in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, like, she's ovulating and his count is as high as it's ever been. So it's time to get to going. But Sam, he doesn't want to do this because he doesn't know this lady. You can't just bang some bitch you don't know. I mean, come on. What happened to romance?
He's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman. He's a romantic. So the nurse, she says, I've been trained in seduction techniques. And so she like strips and like moves around to try to inspire Sam so he can perform. I felt so awkward during this whole thing because Sam's like, put your clothes back on, gal.
Take your glasses off.
I was like, what in the actual fuck am I watching? I was like, this is so weird. And so after that, Sam just climbs on top of that wildling gal with the nurse watching. And also a fucking frog in the distance is watching. A greener is watching.
Voyeuristic.
That's performing under pressure, I guess.
Uh-huh. A little voyeuristic frog action going on. Oh, yeah. Keep going. It's going to make me ribbit.
Ribbit. It's going to make me ribbit. Ow. The nurse seems a little jealous, and that happens, and then let's see, we get some, the next day the wildling is kind of back to normal. She's out of her drug state. She has been mated upon, and then
super happy
about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, not only is he potent, he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
It's effective on all counts.
Uh-huh.
So so weird. So they get some intel on Tony from her. They figure out what he's got a harem in there and bullshit, blah, 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 blah. And so they send this new mother because she is expecting. He has performed the job. We know that the next day, apparently, somehow. So we've sent the mother back towards the border. And our trip to Frogtown begins.
We going to Frogtown.
Yes. So here's what they're going to do to infiltrate Frogtown. Everybody stick with me. You might want to take notes.
Yeah, get your notepad ready.
They fake that the nurse is his prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
So they dress her up in that black lingerie that we see on the cover of the video for Hell Comes to Frogtown. Mm-hmm. We put her...
Yep. Writing that down. Yep.
We put her in chains because every good prisoner has to be in chains.
True. Yep.
We give her heels to walk in the desert to Frogtown.
That's what's up.
And then we pull her on a chain and lead her there because she is something to barter.
Because in the wasteland apocalypse, feminism has died.
Mm-hmm. It's gone.
Yeah. That was someone's daughter.
Oof.
Big oof.
Big oof. And it's also even the playful, like, oh, now you're my prisoner. Like, now I get to pull you around. You know, Sam Hell's just pulling her around on that chain, like, ah, giving you a dose of your own medicine.
Right.
It's like, oh, this is so weird.
Oh, but it's about to get weirder.
I know, because we make it to Frogtown, which I don't know how long this town's been established, but we have a spray painted sign that lets us know we're in Frogtown. Just nice touch. And what is this? An old like factory, abandoned factory,
yeah, like
or
an old
whatever?
Steel mill or whatever.
Exactly. That's what. And they've built like a wall around it or whatever.
And there's one restaurant in all of Frogtown.
There's one bar, and I love that it's a neon lit martini martini glass.
Yeah,
lets you know there's a bar because it doesn't matter if you're post apocalyptic or whatever. Every town got to have a bar.
You got to have drinks.
You got to have drinks
and fucked up
a way for people to socialize.
Yep,
even in the apocalypse. So we get to this bar, and when we get into this bar, just like last week's movie, we have a lady dancing on the bar. On
right.
a table.
Yeah.
We have that theme that is continued. But this time.
Is it a sexy vampire?
It's not a sexy vampire. It is a confusing frog lady. A dancing frog lady who is frog from the neck up.
Yep.
And then the rest of her body is like a human, but we just painted it green.
Yeah, you set up the establishing shot by the camera starts at her feet.
Uh-huh.
Starts panning up. You see girls, you know, slinky dancing or whatever.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, it's going to be a hot girl dancing on a table. Oh, wait, it's a fucking frog.
It's a fucking frog.
Yeah.
Was that a hat she was wearing?
Yeah, sure
it's
was.
It's like a mini pearl hat. It was odd.
Yeah, it was.
It was an odd choice for a sexy frog lady. That's maybe she's buffet frog lady. Like maybe she's buffet dancer.
She's a day shifter.
She's the day shifter.
All right.
She's the day greener. That's what she is. And I put here, oh my God. And then we have literal frog people. Holy Jesus. They're frogs and they're people.
Yep.
And like some of them have very interesting outfits and accents and they're frogs. And they have frog hands, but human bodies.
What is happening?
What's happening?
And there's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
And there's Rowdy Roddy Piper with a girl on a chain. I just cannot believe this was made.
All these sentences that are happening today.
I know. It's so odd. So we're at this bar, and somehow Rowdy Roddy Piper knows Looney, who's a patron at the bar, which if you're going to be at a bar full of frog people just on a normal day, you've got to be Looney.
Yeah.
You've got to have Looney tendencies. So he and Sam are friends, and Looney is there for the uranium, which is right underneath Frogtown. Lots of uranium there. That's what he's there for.
Sure.
We find that out. We also have an odd interaction with the frog lady because they want to, Samhell and the nurse are there to barter. So they're going to meet with, what was his name?
Lonnie.
So they're going to meet with Lonnie, who's the frog owner of the one bar in Frogtown.
You know what that bar was probably called? IHOP.
Shit. God damn it. Son of a bitch. So, anyway, we have an interaction with the frog lady who bumps into them and says, "I love you," which apparently is the code, which is a very odd fucking code to have. But apparently she is the contact and helping them know what, like, infiltrate the enemy. Right. So Looney sets up this meeting with was it Lonnie or Leroy? I wrote Leroy.
Oh, maybe it was Leroy.
I think it was Leroy.
Yeah,
I wrote
it
Leroy.
It was Leroy. You're right. I was incorrect on that.
So Looney sets up a meeting with Leroy, the bar frog, who is in charge of the joint. And he's a frog in a white suit. Is that a Mason's hat that he has on his head?
Just the most well-spoken.
Oh, my God. Like, amazing.
Yep. Like, oh, hello, would you like to perhaps barter for some things?
Welcome to my establishment. We're happy to have you here. I heard somebody wanted to barter.
Chim chim chiroo, I'm a frog.
Here's your beer. It's really mildly radioactive. It's a Coors.
That beer?
Yeah.
Very hoppy.
That's my favorite thing you've ever said. Yeah, damn, my emotions are everywhere.
Man, that frog beer was pretty fucking hoppy.
Pretty fucking hoppy. Oh, shit. I hit my eyes too hard. Everything went black. Leroy wants to barter her to be a dancer at the bar. Correct?
Yep.
Wants her as a dancer at the bar. But then we have a bull show up. The frog bull. Bull the frog. Bull frog shows up, and he is a pompous asshole.
He is.
He is the bar drunk, and he's like, "There's no bartering in Frogtown, you dumbass amphibian." And Bull takes the nurse, and Bull closes the saloon. And he knocks the shit out of Sam. Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Bull means business.
Roddy Piper ain't gonna put up with that bullshit.
He'll get his day. His moment. So he finally wakes up to the dancing frog lady, who is there to help them, who informs Sam that the nurse has been taken to the palace, to Toadie's palace. Like we're in a Mario game.
Yep.
And also, we find out that the frog lady is awfully frisky because she's learned about Sam and his reputation, because your reputation always precedes you. And so she wants to mate with human Sam. Everybody is raging.
Yeah.
So,
Had a couple threes in my day. Never a frog lady.
Nah,
never been that drunk.
Are you sure?
Yep. Pretty sure.
He makes her put a bag over her head because apparently he's like, this is my thing. This is my mild kink that I got here. And he's going to escape. But then the chastity belt starts beeping. He has gotten too far away from the nurse.
Oh,
we've got a problem. So they have to rush to find the nurse, and he does. And so he's overlooking the from a balcony, he is looking where the nurse is, and they are in the middle of a weapons transaction. The person who is, and it's obviously a human. You can see that it's human, but you can't see his face. He's wrapped up in garments, but you know he has human hands. So we see that a human is dealing arms with the people of Frogtown, with the residents of Frogtown. Holy shit. And then Sam, unfortunately, falls from the balcony overhead. Good God. After that happens, the nurse is now in a different outfit. She's in all white now. And she is laying on a mattress or whatever. And all of the harem is surrounding her. And they're performing some kind of witchy fucking Stevie Nicks ceremony where they're trying to awaken her body. What?
Yep.
This is happening. She's laying around and they have like these sheets of silk or whatever the fuck it is, and they're waving it across her body, trying to awaken her body sensually. These are things that we are watching, and they are talking about okay, so here are my notes. And I was like, something about a dance of the three snakes. And then I put, is that code for dicks? Hold on to that thought.
Yep. Hold on to all three of those thoughts.
Hold on to that. So meanwhile, while that's going on and they're trying to prepare her for the dance of the three snakes, Sam Piper is now being tortured by Bull. And Bull, the frog.
Bull the frog.
Who's also dressed in red, which I thought, ah, that's way to commit. Way to commit to that joke.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
He wants to cut off the belt because he's interested in the medtech technology, and he does with a chainsaw. And he's like, see, they wouldn't allow it to blow up for their biggest asset. And then about that time, it blows up in his face.
Yeah.
Poor old Bull got blown up in his face. Then the lady frog comes in. She's able to rescue Sam, but then Bull pops up. He was just jostled a little bit. He's not dead. And he stabs lady frog.
Oh,
she was a good lady frog.
She was decent. Yeah, she was.
She was decent. She was one of the good ones.
RIP, pour one out.
Uh-huh. And then Sam, being angered by this, kills Bull. He gone. Then we go to find the nurse and Toadie. So she is now done with her witch ceremony or whatever the fuck happened to her. And she goes into Toadie's lair and he wants her to dance for him or to die. And I'm like, is this Jabba? Like, is this Star Wars? What are we doing? So she begins to dance and it's not all that fluid. But then after a while, she remembers her sensual feeling, her body being awakened so that she can dance the dance, and she dances the dance of the three snakes. And I put, she starts going like she's got choreography, and I was like, is this a known dance? Here's my progression into the nonsense. And I went, anyways, she does it kind of okay, and she makes Toadie fucking croak. Like,
yeah.
like croak in want.
I am pleased.
Yeah, like in desire. And he's like all shaky and weird. And then you realize that the three snakes really is code for dicks.
Uh-huh.
Because underneath his garment, there are three things just a moving. They're a moving and a shaking under there. Not are they just there. They're moving.
Nah. She awoken all three of them.
She awoke three sleeping snakes.
Yep. That were actually dicks. Frog dicks.
Uh-huh.
Dicks on a frog man.
Dicks on a frog leader for a frog town.
Named Commander Toadie.
And
with three snake dicks.
He wants to mate with her. With the three snakes. I don't know if all at once. I don't know where they're going. I don't know if it's just one at a time. I'm not sure.
Triple penetration, baby.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I mean, we need him here today. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He ain't coming back today.
Uh-uh. No.
Not on this one. He was about here, and then he's like, what, Jack and Leanne talking about? No, I'm out. I'm back.
I love that Jesus checked in with us first before he decided to do anything.
Yep. Oh, Jack and Leanne talking about Hell Comes to Frogtown today? Nah, I'm going to hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review. I'll come back later. I'm going to need a few more days in this cave.
Keep that stone right where it is, baby. Right. God damn it. Damn it. Shit. Fucking A. God damn it. All right, so that's gross. She's like, I ain't going near these dicks.
Oh, fuck, that line just broke me. It was gross. I'm not going near those dicks.
I ain't doing it. So,
first time you've ever said that sentence in your life?
Somehow, yes.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, when I was in Deer College, I was at some raging fucking keggers. Dicks everywhere. I'm like, no, nope, I'm not going near those dicks.
Motherfucker.
Get out of here, Furby.
Taking my Furby and I'm going home.
Like, you have to understand that in my head, you just parted ways with the Furby like 3 years ago.
I get that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. Like, and you went to college with the Furby. Mm-hmm. You evaded like Deer College dicks with the Furby. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going near those dicks.
Me and Furb are out.
Yeah.
Let's go, Leanne. Squawk, squawk.
Or however Furbies talk.
I
forgot.
I did too.
And then, yeah, somewhere within the last 3 years, you and Furby have just, like, separated.
We had to part ways.
Yeah.
Ran out of batteries.
Aw.
Oh.
They still make batteries.
Pour one out.
For Furbies.
Shh.
Oh, shit.
Furb doesn't know that.
Was it a mercy battery taking?
It was a rough
You euthanized your Furby?
We had a rough go.
Oh, okay.
Feathers flew.
But fuck it, Furby. You're keeping me away from all these college frog dicks. I'm going right. after him.
I found out Ferb was holding me back.
Yeah. Look at you now.
I met a new friend called Jack Spade. And he was like trying to show me the world, and Ferb was holding me back, and I had to choose.
So far. You chose I've poorly.
Yeah.
Could have been better off with that Furby.
I just don't know how to make amends to Ferb. It's been too long.
I think he'll take you back.
Think so?
Yeah. And the first thing he'll say was, it was Hell Comes to Frogtown, wasn't it? Yes, Furby, please take me back.
I knew that'd be the end of you. First squawk, you squawk.
First you must do the dance of the three Furbies.
Shit. Oh, God. So, all this shit's happening, and we at some point we meet back up with Looney, and Looney is in charge of firing the flare. So he fires a flare, which signals our soldier, again, constantly polishing a gun. We get it, brah. We get it. It's a dick. So we're trying to get away. Our nurse punches Toadie at some point. Sam comes in shooting, and he's like, eat this, froggies!
Yeah!
I'm like, it's not as effective as the bubblegum line.
No,
but,
no.
You know, whatever. So, and then on top of that, not only does he say that, but then he grabs the nurse and he's like, let's boogie. And I'm like, get out of here. You're the most fertile man on the planet.
You get away with shit like that.
No. No. We also, around this time, because we always got to give a little bit of backstory, we got to put a little bit of heart into this, we find out that he's wearing like some kind of necklace thing.
Yeah.
And it's from his dead daughter who died in the Great War, in the big war.
Well, the war is over, Sam. Not for me.
You got to have that scene in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to always have that. So they find the harem, and they try to leave, but Toadie shows up. But don't worry, Looney is in here fighting these fucks now. We got Looney on our side. And so we get the fight, and we get the bouncing titty harem that's around. We rescue Looney, who will eventually die. Unfortunately, he gets injured and he dies. We shoot some frogs. and then we head out of Frogtown.
I know that's what we did. We shot some frogs, but just something, the way that it rolled off your tongue sounded so racist.
Don't put that on me tonight. I'm having enough as it is. We're maxed out. I don't need you to throw in an accusation of racism.
I'm not saying you're racist.
Well, goddammit, it sounds like
within the confines of this movie, yeah, we shot some frogs. Fucking frogs.
I just feel like I said it matter-of-factly. It's just because it's so odd to say, matter-of-factly, we shot some frogs.
Right? That's also how racist
they
things.
Actually, that's not. You ever gone frog gigging?
Oh my God, what? Are we getting a Swamp Lily story?
No, I've never been. I always wanted to go.
What is it?
Like shine? It's when you basically hunt frogs. You shine a light on them and it stuns them and then you get frogs.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in a swamp, so I didn't know this.
I know.
Wait, you shine a light at them.
I think that's how you do. I've never done it. But I think when you go frog gigging. But I don't know if you shoot them. I'm not well versed on it because I've never been. But I think you shine a light and it stuns them. Frog gigging,
a particularly cruel form of hunting that involves painfully stabbing frogs or other small animals with multi-pronged spears.
Mm, okay.
Called gigs.
Mm, that's what it is. There you go. A long pole which has been tipped with a multi-pronged spear. Yep. I thought there was a light involved, or maybe you're just looking, but I thought it would stun them.
I have not gone frog gigging because I am not a twat.
Traditionally, flashlights or spotlights are used to locate the frogs as their eyes reflect the light. That's what it is. In addition to the help locating frogs, shining a light in their eyes. Oh, it does. It stuns or dazes the frogs and make it less likely for the frog to see an approaching hunter or the incoming gig itself.
So realistically, they should have just had flashlights in Hell Comes a Frog Town.
Yeah, it would have stunned them.
Yeah.
If this had been historically accurate.
Yeah. Scientifically accurate, even.
Scientifically accurate.
Yeah.
So anyways, you'd never heard of frog gigging?
Never.
Okay.
No.
That's fun. Well, now you got that in your arsenal.
That's in there. In addition to the Dance of the Three Snakes.
Yep. So, let me put this more delicately. I don't even know how to say they shoot some frogs without sounding racist now. I don't even understand how it sounded racist.
The frogs will rise again.
Yeehaw! So they head out of Frogtown. But the frogs are after them with some big artillery that they got. Because, you know, they're in the arms race now. They're in the arms dealing shit.
Oh, them frogs got, they got weapons.
They're launching rockets, son.
They're rising up.
Uh-huh.
The sequence of events is quite riveting.
I feel like there's no soul left in me, so I just have to laugh. I can't even be mad. So our band of Rowdy Roddy Piper, the nurse, the soldier, and the harem were getting away until they are stopped by the arms dealer, that mysterious arms dealer we had to deal with before. And guess who it is? My suspicions were correct. It was the fucking cop from the beginning. Because I was like, it has to be somebody we know. And that's the only other person we know. So yeah. It had to be the cop from the beginning. And the reason why he's supplying the frogs with guns, he mentioned it earlier in the movie. He doesn't like that there are so many women in charge because, remember, 68% of the men were wiped off the planet. We got too many women's in charge. Makes a grown man crazy.
Yeah.
So he's been given the frogs weapons for the uranium, which he gives to like rogue scientists so that he can have nuclear weapons and be in charge of the world.
So yeah, very, very Bondian plot twist. I'm going to take over this frog world with nukes.
Yep.
Get rid of these women folk. Get them back in the kitchen. Fuck that.
Fuck these bitches.
Yeah, fuck these bitches.
Get them out of the desert and into the kitchen. Fucking whores. Fucking wildling whores. Fucking frog fucking whores.
Frog fucking whores. I totally understand why you never tell your mom about this podcast.
Right? Can you imagine if she heard her only child, her one child that she brought into the world, saying, fog frickin' whore? Can you imagine? I've already crushed her spirit because I was like, I ain't having no kids. Like, we done here. This is the end of the line for this family.
Yeah.
For this part of the family, we out, son.
The bloodline dies with me.
It dies with me.
I'll take it.
I think I've actually literally said that to her, that exact wording. The bloodline dies with me. And it hurts her. It's a rough thing for her.
Yeah.
And then now I'm saying frog fucking bitches or whatever I said. Horse.
Whatever I said. Yeah.
Yeah. No. She has no idea what's going on. Mm. She's like, why are you so busy all the time? I don't know.
I fucking work.
And what can I tell you? I go, well, you're working too hard at that radio station. Yeah, I know. Bye, Mom.
What's that in the background, Ribbit? I'm watching Nature Channel thing on Animal Planet.
Yeah, thinking about reviving that vet career I always talked about. Oh, that's great.
Prepare her for the dance of the three snakes.
Oh, is it a documentary?
yeah, gotta go.
Yeah. Oh, shit. My life. So that's this guy's plan to get nuclear weapons, but Roddy Hell is not having
Roddy
it.
Roddy Hell.
So he has one of the harem women help him get his sword, and he pulls a literal full-size sword out from behind him, and he throws it, and it stabs right through the arms dealer's chest.
Fuck yeah.
Just right completely through it, and then runs off. He runs off. Somehow he lives through that? I don't know how. Radioactive, I guess?
Yeah,
I don't know. Sure. So Sam eventually finds him, and the arms dealer fakes that he's dead and then is going to shoot Sam with a rocket launcher. He just pulls that rocket launcher. But luckily, he makes a noise with his foot, and Sam turns around and shoots him dead. Thank goodness.
Would hate to lose him this late in the game.
I know. Meanwhile, Toadie shows up and bombs the car. So Roddy Piper comes down, and it's just a burnt car and no harem, no women. Oh, no. Oh, shit. So Sam tries to shoot Toadie, but nothing fires. The rocket launcher doesn't fire. The gun doesn't fire. So then we just gonna have to fist fight this amphibian. And we're on a cliff. We're on a cliff's edge now. I'm a little fuzzy on the logistics here of where we got to the cliff. I don't know. But anyways, we got to a cliff. And Sam, they're fighting, and we're not getting anywhere. But luckily, Sam gets a good poke into the frog's eyes, because the Three Stooges technique will always work.
Roddy Piper, always a fan of the eye poke.
Oh, was he? In, yep, like wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Love, well, it's effective.
Yep.
You fuck with someone's eye or their knee, we're down.
Yeah.
We're down. So
I'll share this embarrassing anecdote. This just happened to me the other day.
Oh my God, I'm ready.
So in the mornings when I get up, I don't like eating in the morning first thing when I wake up. Like, I'm never hungry, mm-hmm, but I know I'm like, if I don't eat now, I'm not gonna have time later. So I'll fucking get like a protein bar. There's a company called Quest. They make protein cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually pretty good. I'm like, fuck it, I'll have this protein cookie for breakfast. And so I was driving on my way into work, and I was trying to take the wrapper off the cookie, and I was trying to drive with the other hand. And then I was like, oh, I'm also thirsty. Let me crack open this energy drink.
You just had to do it all at one time?
Yeah. So
you couldn't finish the Quest cookie?
I didn't even open the Quest cookie yet. So now the Quest cookie's open, just, and I'm driving, and I'm I have the wrapper around the cookie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to using that as a makeshift napkin.
Right.
And I take a bite of the cookie, and I'm kind of looking at the road and trying to eat the cookie out of the side of my mouth. And I got poked in the fucking eye by the wrapper.
Oh, no.
And I thought I was going to die. I'm like, oh, this is where it ends. Oh, God, this is going to be so fucking embarrassing. I'm going to drive off the side of this mountain.
trying to eat a fucking cookie.
Because I poked myself in the eye with a fucking wrapper.
From a bitch-ass protein cookie.
Yeah. Fucking eye was watering for like 3 hours.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
That eye poke, man, that shit's effective.
It is effective. I'm glad you lived.
Me too.
I'm glad you're here.
Yep.
Mm. Damn, that's scary.
Right?
You just should film a PSA.
Yeah. Don't eat protein cookies and drive.
Mm-mm. Don't do it.
Kids.
You're risking your life.
Yeah.
So we have this fight on the cliff's edge. He pokes into Toadie's eyes. Eventually, Toadie, he's hanging off the cliff, but then Sam is able to cut Toadie's arm off and he falls off the cliff and he dies. And then we find that the girls are okay. They were just hiding. They didn't come out to help Sam while he was fighting. They just decided to keep hiding. But that doesn't matter because Sam finally kisses the nurse. Oh, finally, the end of this sexual tension. And she, like, they're getting at it, but then she's like, no.
You have duties to do.
Save yourself for the fertiles. And he's like, he says,
it's do true that. What they say.
No, 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 we're not there yet. Okay, no. She says, save yourself for the fertiles. And he goes, I have enough. Some of the grossest exchanges ever. So then they get in the car and she was like, I will get us you. The government owes you a lot or whatever. We'll make sure we both get a couple weeks leave after you complete your duties.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And the camera just turns and does like the little like, oh,
look at all these whores.
Yeah. Look at these frog fucking whores. And he's going to have to fuck them five broads, them five frog fucking whores. And then that's when he turns around and he says,
it's true what they say. A soldier's work is never done.
And then that is finally the end of Hell Comes to Frogtown. Holy shit balls.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can't even believe that this was made and I saw it. Like, I still can't fully understand or grasp this.
Right?
He's a dude who's getting hired by the government to fuck wild chicks to repopulate the earth.
Yeah.
He's the most sperm we've had at MedTech.
Crazy high sperm count.
Son of a bitch. He just, oh, and at one point they were like, he's left a string of babies in his wake.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning.
Like, this movie was a line item on a movie production's year-end taxes.
Mm-hmm.
When they're, oh, we lost so much money on that Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Mm-hmm.
We got to recoup those Hell Come to Frogtown losses. Spent $12,000 on these frog suits. Had like $80,000 for this bazooka that we used.
2 G's on a chastity belt.
Yeah. Branded. We put with some branding on it. Property of MedTech.
Yeah. I just love how cool the nurse is with him. Like, oh, you're going to fuck these bitches, then you're mine. Like,
yeah, right?
Like, this is so wild. This movie was wild.
I mean, that's the future, baby. That's the game.
We're fucking frogs?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, sorry, I gotta take care of these frog fucking whores so that I can repopulate the earth. Then you can hop on my hog.
I got enough to go around.
Ugh. Yeah. There it was.
So here's what I'll say. I'm glad to finally scratch this itch. I am glad that we got it off the list because I'm going to bury it. I'm going to bury it down deep in the depths of my soul.
Would you say that you were totally into it?
No.
Like Toad?
I got it. Totally. I got it, you fuck.
I would just like to point out that you brought this on yourself.
I did.
Last week, when we were talking about Dr. Giggles, you fucking hated me for every fucking pun I threw your way.
I did.
And you straight up gut laughed at like every frog pun this week.
So. I know. Again, I told you I have nothing left. I have no...
I have a husk.
I am. I'm just a shell of what I once was. That's all I have. My husk is all I have to give.
Whew.
So I can't even be angry. I just sitting in it. I'm just wallowing in it.
After 31 days of just non-stop horror implanted directly into your eyeballs, we kick off the next month with Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Look, it's how we roll.
I mean, if I were a better friend, I would have stopped you. I'd be like, no, let's watch something better. But I just let it happen savage that I am.
You needed to let it happen because it was my fault. Yeah. I focused on it too much. I wanted to do it. And I learned the hard way. So.
Well, at least you didn't have just such a hated reaction to it like you did some other movies. At least it was something that, like you said, it was bizarre. Like, what the fuck is this? I can't believe this is a thing that exists. And now, when you're in conversation with people, you can bring this up and they can be like, no,
I'm not going to be you. I'm not going to be you. And just, I'm going to keep it down inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my ulcer that's going to fester. This is what it is. It's just shoved down there.
So next time you go to the doctor and he's like, oh, I got this problem, this ulcer, I think it's his pain. He's like, have you been talking about Hell Comes to Frogtown? Because you should just get it out.
You should talk about it.
Leanne, tell your mother. And then you're cured.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mom, I don't know how to tell you this. For the last, I don't know, about year and a few months, I've been doing a podcast with a friend of mine. Oh, no. Yeah, we, oh my God. I don't know how to tell you this, Mom, but we reviewed Hell Comes to Huntsville. Oh, I fucking knew it. I knew it. He's a frog fucking whore.
Hell Comes to Frogtown.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't even get your own bit, right?
I can't, no. I too have nothing left. I don't want to watch any more movies. Until next week.
Until next week.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make another suggestion again for a long time.
Okay.
So.
You were so gung-ho about it too. You're like, I want to watch this shit.
Hell Comes to whatever. I'm drained. Now that I've talked about it and we really talked about it, now I'm really drained.
Yeah.
Now I'm done. I might need one of those pumpkin spice bagels that you've thrown in front of us today.
Oh, yes. I do have some pumpkin spice bagels here in front of me. All pumpkin spice all the time, even though it's November. Don't give a fuck. Keep that shit going.
I give it one dancing snake out of three.
For the Rowdy Roddy Piper factor alone, I will give it two dancing snakes.
Okay.
Out of three, which means we got all three snakes dancing. We have aroused the three dancing snakes.
Damn it.
Ribbit.
So I want to close this chapter. I want to apologize to everyone. And most importantly, I want to apologize to myself. And I would like to move on to a new week. And what do you think is going to bring my spirit back up?
Whew.
What's going to enrich me again?
Boy, howdy. You need to watch a comedy.
Yes.
I think we need something funny.
We need something super funny.
I would like to throw this one out here.
Okay.
I think it would be very fun for you for the podcast. And professionally, I think you might associate with this movie quite a lot.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Pop Star with Andy Samberg?
No, I have not.
That's the movie.
Okay.
I'll tell you, you know, I never tell you anything about the movies. I won't tell you too much here. Just know that the music that you play for the station that you work with, you are going to definitely associate with this shit.
Okay.
It's a comedic take on the life of a pop star.
I'm ready for it.
Pop star, never stop, never stopping. That's the name of the movie.
I'm already hooked.
All right.
I'm already in.
I think this will lift your spirits.
Okay, good.
I think this will get you back to good.
All right.
Or you'll fucking hate me.
I'm going to watch it immediately to get out of this to get out of this funk.
Get the fog out.
Yeah, I need to get it out.
Out of the darkness into the light.
Yes. Yes. Oh, shit.
All right. So we're going to watch Pop Star next week. We'll be back. You should, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Leave us a 5-star review over on Apple iTunes podcast, or, you know, don't.
Leave us no stars, but make it funny.
Yeah.
Like write in depth about why.
Yeah.
Tell us how shitty we are.
Let us know how Hell Comes to Frogtown broke you too. Like it broke Leanne. We got a review left for us that just said, great podcast if you love movies, entertainment, and swearing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty legit. Much. Yeah, we love all those things. And now we can add frog fucking to that list. Thanks, Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Frog fucking whores.
And R.I.P. Roddy Piper. Yeah, hit us up, subscribe to the podcast, find us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. What's all that about?
It's what the kids are doing.
Yeah.
It's what you got to do to keep up. You know what I mean? Keep your business going.
I'll make a good frog video for Hell Comes to Frogtown today.
I hope you do.
Do a little frog dance.
I'll leave that to you.
All right.
You can find us on social media, on all your social media platforms, at HSV Home Video.
Also give a follow to our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, _photography on the IG. Michael also on the TikTok.
Yep, found that out.
Yeah, pointed it out that he had it before we had it.
Right, yep. And like that makes him special or something.
It does.
It's interesting. Yeah. Interesting way to show that you're different. I love that your buddies and also Michael has decided that I am going to get a TikTok by episode 90.
Yeah, it's
by our regular episode 90.
Yep, that's what's up.
So
we'll get you on there.
Wait to prove him wrong.
I'm gonna text you the sign in for the Huntsville Home Video TikTok so you can sign on for that.
It's okay. I can easily delete a text message.
Nah. It's all good.
It's fine.
Episode 72 wrapping up. We got till episode 90.
Go ahead.
We got
Wait those 18 weeks.
I will.
We'll see where we get.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll be back talking about Pop Star next week. Until then, be kind and rewind. Tell your mother about this podcast.